Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
That you reign and you reign forever. This day we declare that your word is settled and you are reigning over every situation of our lives. We have come so that you will reign on us. You will reign in our lives and you will reign in every area of our lives. As you reign, we are also reigning in circumstances and in all spheres of life. In Jesus the blessed name, amen. All right, just look to somebody and say that I know you are the right place and at the right time in the right church serving the right God, and I know that is right. Jesus is all that I need to have all of my needs met. I know my Jesus will not disappoint you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's put those hands together. Amen and amen and amen. We celebrate Jesus this morning, and I thank God that you are here. You were able to make it to the second service for the day in our Truth Encounter service. Amen. It is my prayer that the Lord will reveal himself to us through his word. We'll get to know him better. And we will serve him better. Amen. Father, we thank you. All right, let's have a word of reading before we go into the word of God. In Joel chapter number 2, verse number 21 through to 27. I want us to be very quick in reading, as we use it as a bedrock, a foundation for our studies this morning. We will not dwell so much in it, but then it's giving us an idea prophetically what God is doing in this season and in this time. Amen. Oh, I'm not feeling you. Joel chapter 2, verse 21 to 27. All right, can we read together in concert? He says that, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice. Come on, say a big amen on that. No, is it Pastor Obed speaking here? Who is talking? The Lord. He will do what? In whose life? May you receive it now. Go ahead. 22. Be not afraid, ye beast of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. But a tree beareth her fruit. The fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Continue. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord our God. For he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. What a blessing. And he said that the flour shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. That is my portion. Ha! Tala! I receive it. Yes. Then 25 says that, and I will do what? I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Wow! This is your season of restoration. May the Lord begin to restore. See, the past 6 months has been months of destruction, months of failure, disappointment. Things are getting out of hand. But God says, as you tell somebody, the next half is going to be your half. if the first half was the half of your opponent to play all the game, but yet they couldn't score you. They did all the dribblings, did all the passes, put the balls together, almost at the net, but they couldn't score. Then as the half is changed, I see somebody coming into your second half. And the second half is giving you the privilege with a new strategy. With God on your side, you are making it and you are scoring. In the name of Jesus, he said, I will restore unto thee. This, you see, but for the next 6 months, I prophesy over your life and over this ministry. It's our season of restoration. Our season of restoration. Whatever we have lost, whatever we have suffered, whatever pain we have gone through as a church, God is restoring us. I said, God is restoring us. And you know what? God always restores in hundredfold and over. I pray for you today. May your restoration be hundredfold. What a blessing. Let's finish it. Let's finish it. Verse 20 says, he said that, and ye shall eat in plenty. Aye. And behold. Ah. It's yours. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it all. This is prophetic. Aye. Hallelujah. And what will you do? You will praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously. Underline the word wondrously. If the Bible belongs to you, huh? Amen. And then he says that my people, my church, my people, my church, my people, my church shall never be ashamed. May you take glory instead of shame. May you receive glory instead of shame. Yes. Verse 27. Now he said, and ye shall know that I am Abba. The Lord is here. In fact, this is where God lives. That is why we are called the miracle manager. The place where God do all. God is in the midst of you and none else. And once again, my people, I prophesy, anything that brings shame into your life, from today, it is castigated from your life. It is removed totally. Whatever will cause you to be ashamed, may that thing never be seen anywhere. Hallelujah. But what is happening here, everything that we have started reading, we must be able to understand the atmosphere. You know, there are times when you read the scripture and you only read letters, words and letters. And we cannot be able to, understand the atmosphere that surrounds the words and the letters. What actually depicted the environment when this prophecy was given? It did not just come. The prophet didn't just rise up to just speak words. He spoke at the situation. He spoke at a condition, at an environment where nothing was working, at an environment where the people are giving up, at an environment where the people of God had now become downtrodden. Nothing is working. Economic crisis, business are collapsing. People are losing their jobs. I mean, here and there, there is pandemic everywhere. They are crying, hey, koro, 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 koro. Then the word of the Lord says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, for I am the Lord your God. I am in the midst of you. I wish I have the right people here. When people are crying for what they will eat, say that you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Oh, come on. You guys are not in church. I know I didn't come for you. I know there's somebody here who... In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the entrance of your word. And we know for sure And your word is here to bless us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
May you be seated in the presence of God. So everything that is happening here is a situational issue where God is speaking to his people about who they are and who they must live for. And God is saying that in the midst of the famine, in the midst of the trouble, I'm going to make you a sign and a wonder. I'm going to make you a miracle, even in the situation. I'm going to make sure that you stand out. I'm going to make sure that your life is not like the commoner. And you as a child of God will live above every reproach. Will live above the struggles of this world. I believe we have come into a time and day when we need God most.
Hallelujah.
And we must be able to understand who God is and what he has made us in order to be able to survive the terrible things that are happening in these times. Is somebody here with me? Hence, our theme for this month, which is overflowing in the supernatural life. Oh, what a blessing. I didn't hear you. I said, what a blessing. God is the source of the supernatural life. When we talk about the supernatural life, we are talking about God being the source of the supernatural life. He is the supernatural spirit being that has supernatural abilities. God is the source of the supernatural life. He is the supernatural spirit being with supernatural ability. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 9, we are made to understand that God is the Father of all spirits. God is the Father. You see that furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us and gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? So here God is the Father of spirits, all spirits. And he says that as you subject yourself under the Father of spirits, you will live. So operating in the supernatural life is what makes you live. So the supernatural is also the life or the source of all the unseen and the seen. The supernatural life is the source of all the unseen and the seen. All the unseen and the seen things. Anything that you can see, anything that you cannot see, all come from the supernatural life. Are you getting it? Yes. Again, it is the source of all physical and spiritual world. When we talk about the supernatural, it is the source of all physical and spiritual world. And God is the source. What a blessing. Amen. When we talk about the supernatural, we are talking about the realm of God's life. The realm of God's life. The supernatural is the realm of God's life. There's a life in God. There's a life that God possesses. God lives. And therefore God has a life. If we see God to be a person, then there's something that makes him who he is. And that is his life. And the supernatural is God's life. It's God's life. And that life is the supernatural life. So the life of God is the supernatural life. Are you getting it? If so, somebody asks you, what is the supernatural? The supernatural is God's life. And God's life is the supernatural life. And that is what Jesus said, that is the Zoe. The Zoe. The Zoe. That is Z-O-E. Zoe. Zoe is the life of God, which is also the supernatural life. So John 10:10, Jesus said that the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said that I have come that you would have life. That life there is not the life that makes you live now. It's not the bios. Are you with me? It's not the bios life. As for the life you have, that same life is in lizards. It's in rats. Are you understanding me? But lizards and rats don't have Zoe, which is the life of God in them. So there's one thing to live as a person, and there's another thing to have the life of God in him. Somebody who is not a child of God will only have bios, will live just as a rat live or a lizard live. But those who have come to Jesus and have come to receive him as our Lord and Savior, we have another life. And that is the supernatural life. Your amen was weak for me. How many of you understand me? Now, the supernatural life is the life where God is in full operation of a man's life. Where God is in full operation. Where God has taken over a man's life and he is operating him the way that he should be. That is why when a man comes to believe and accept Jesus Christ, that which is the fullness of Christ comes into him. Is somebody here with me? Romans chapter 3, verse number 19 attest to the fact that we should have the fullness of Christ in us. As Paul admonished, now the Bible is making us to understand. That is in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 20. Let's put it aside. We'll get back to it. It will come back. Amen. I'll get back to you. Now we must understand that when somebody comes to receive Christ, the fullness of God, which is in Christ, also come into the person. And you become full of Christ. Now, your fullness of Christ is not your destination. It's not your destination. Say, it's not my destination. But then it becomes a point to your next level. So, instead of you being full of Christ and be enough, he says that don't just receive me and be now. But I want you to overflow with me. That which you have received, let it come out. Let the world see who you are. A cup can be full of something, but not until it overflows, you will not see the content of it. Is somebody here with me? A cup can be full of water, but how would you know it is water? Until it starts overflowing. There is so much in us. God has placed himself in us through Jesus Christ. And we have received his fullness. The Bible says, of his fullness have we all received, from grace to grace. Now, as you receive his fullness, it is not enough. His fullness is what makes you relate with him. His fullness is what makes you be in relationship, is to be in fellowship with him. His fullness is what makes you speak in tongues. His fullness is what makes you be able to read the scriptures and understand it. His fullness is what makes you to be able to relate to God. But there comes another realm and another level where a man's life starts breaking the limits and the bounds of himself and become an extension of God's grace and power within him to the world. So God now becomes an extension through you, blessing other people. Other people will see the good works of God in your life and they will start giving glory to God. That is the overflow life. If your life is not a blessing to somebody, then you are missing the point. You have not gotten to the place yet. You have received the grace of God. You have received the fullness of God. But yet, you are not overflowing. But God says that I came that you have life. And that life must overflow. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that some of you will not get to the level of his fullness, but you will extend to the overflow. That is where you begin to walk in miracles. You begin to walk in signs and wonders. And you begin to walk in all kinds of breakthroughs. And I see you getting there. Come on, I said I see you getting there. So you understand that God, who is the supernatural spirit being, has a life. And when this life is in full operation in a man, that man comes into the realm of the supernatural and also become a spirit being. A spirit being. A spirit being. We are born of God. Number one, God is your creator. Say, God is my creator. God is your father. Say, God is my father. Is somebody here? Number three, say, God is my maker. Hallelujah. So God is your creator because he's the one that made you. According to Psalm number 100, you say that is he that made us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. We are made by God. And that alone should tell you that God is supernatural. In John chapter 3, verse number 3 to verse number 8. Let's do a quick reading right there, and let me just push it through. John chapter number 3, verse number 3 to 8. John chapter 3, the Bible said, and Jesus answered and said unto him, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Wow! Except a man be born again. Then this man came to Jesus and said, how can I be born again? Do I have to enter back into my mother's womb and be born again? Then Jesus said, continue to verse number 5. Then Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The verse number 6 says that marvel not. He said that which is born of the Spirit is what? Ah, come on. I wish I had the right congregation. And that which is born of the Spirit is what? Spirit. So there's one way to be born of the flesh. And the flesh begat flesh. And there's another way to be born of the Spirit. And the Bible says that the Spirit begat Spirit. And we are dealing with the God who is the supernatural. And when a God who is the supernatural spirit being gives birth, he gives birth to a spiritual or supernatural spirit being. That is you. So you must know who you are. You must understand yourself. And you must understand that when you are born again, your spirit is what is reborn. This is very important. And that is what Adam lost in Eden. When Adam lost the glory of the Lord, when Adam sinned, it was he lost the spirit. He lost the spirit of God. So Adam just became a living soul, an entity, just like any other. And out of generations, all of us came out of Adam. And for that matter, we live like Adam, the lost spirit. The lost spirit. And we've lived our lives until Jesus came. And when Jesus came, he came to restore that which Adam lost. That is the supernatural spirit being. That which Adam lost in Eden, Jesus came that whoever will believe in him, that life, that supernatural life, which is the life of God, will be restored back to you. I pray that it is good to know you are a child of God. I think it is the greatest thing to know that you are a child of God, because you have the Spirit of God inside of you. You look like God. You have God's DNA in you, because God is your Father. I wish you can shout, God is my Father. So by redemption, we are positioned in the realm of the supernatural. Every child of God, every child of God, you don't need to work your way out in order to get it, but you must come to the place of reality that I am a spirit being. I look like God. I'm after the kind of God. I'm after the kind of God. When you are confronted with a situation, know who you are. I am a kind of God. Is somebody here with me? When God was sending Moses to Pharaoh, in Exodus chapter number 7, verse number 1, the Bible says that I'm making you a God unto Pharaoh. I'm making you a God unto Pharaoh. Beloved, it is important for us to know who we are. Because when we come to know who we are, it gives us an authority. He said, look, I'm making you a God unto Pharaoh. From today, God, Pharaoh will not see you as Moses, but Pharaoh will see you as a God. I came to prophesy that from today, the world will not see you as who you are, but they will see you as a God. Circumstance will not see you as who you are, but they will see you as a God. Now, do you know one of the characteristics of God? Of a God? You know, gods cannot be molested. They are above molestation. If you are a God, you cannot be molested by any circumstance or by any person. You know what I mean by molestation? When something is frustrating your life, when you have come to a point in time where something has subjected you to the point where you are confused and perplexed and you don't know what to do, you are above molestation. Sickness can molest your life, but I came to tell you that you are a God to sickness. Poverty can molest your life, but from today I came to let you know you are a God over poverty. You are a God over shame. Oh, come on, I wish I have the right congregation here. Is somebody here with me? Shout, I am above molestation. One of the characteristics of a God is the fact that he is placed above every other thing. You are placed above all. In Ephesians chapter number one, that is very, very indicative for us to be able to understand what God is telling us today. 20 to 23. Ephesians 1, 20 to 23. One of the characteristics of who a God is. The Bible says that which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Then continue with me. He said that far above what? Principalities, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Wow! What a blessing. Could say that, and he has put all things under his feet. You know, you are a God. God has placed all things under your feet. You see, this is a kind of mindset you must carry. This is a kind of things you must know. Your knowledge of these things doesn't make you a coward. Your knowledge of these things doesn't make you bow to circumstance, but it rather causes you to override every situation that comes your way. Moses was able to override Pharaoh and be able to get the people out of Egypt because he was made a God. I pray today that may you be made a God. Come on, look at you. You are watching. I say, may you be made a God. Is somebody here with me? You don't need to look into your whatever is there to confirm what I'm saying. I'm speaking right from the oracles of God. Are you understanding me? So receive what I'm saying. Rather than trying to look into the Bible and then read along what the pastor is saying is true. The reading is not the reading that makes the difference, but the word, the rhema that is coming to you. Is somebody here with me? Sometimes you are preaching and people are just trying to go by line whether the scripture pastor is, whether pastor has omitted there or No, that is not important. Receive the word of God today. Hallelujah! Shout, I am a God. No, but there's one nature of God that makes you to walk in the supernatural life. There's one nature of God which is also in us, because we carry his nature. We carry his DNA, which makes us to overflow in the supernatural life. And that is the love of God. Say, the love of God. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 9. He says that, as it is written, that no eyes have seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of any man, the things that God, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. The things that God has prepared for those that love him. Listen, we started by saying that, as it is written, no eyes have seen. That means that it has not come into the physical realm yet. Because once it appears in the physical realm, men will see. Or it's something that has already been seen before. So it has already appeared. But he says that that which God has for you, it has not appeared yet in the physical realm. It, no eyes have seen, nor ears heard. It has never been heard or been told before. No heart has even ever conceived to do that which God has purpose for you. There are so many loads. You see, one of the reasons why you and I need the supernatural life is because the promises of God or the things that God wants us to have can only be accessed through the supernatural. Somebody's blessed. The love of God. The love of God. There's so much in store for you. Let me tell you, you have no idea. You have no idea. And nobody, no richest person on earth even has the idea or the wealth that God is about to unfold over your life. Listen, we are too loaded. You see, you must know the capacity of what God has in store for you in order for you to be able to draw from it. Many of you are living as paupers. Meanwhile, God has already in store, has placed in your account many millions of cedis, and yet you are living begging. You have no idea. And some of you will ask, why am I not accessing that which, Pastor, you are saying God has for me? I've been a child of God for so many years, but I'm not getting what you are telling me. You say God has in store for me. Yes, you are not getting it because there is a condition. God does not just give those things that have not been seen nor heard nor conceived to anybody. But he said he gives to those that love me. Your love for God is a trigger. It just opens the valve so that there will be an overflow. Let me tell you something. The love of God is not just coming to church. The love of God is not just singing. It's not just praising. But it is the quality of your heart for God. The quality of your heart is what determines whatever you do. The quality of your heart is what makes you take right decisions for God. The quality of your life is of your heart is what makes you choose between serving God or serving. It's what makes you think, choose whether to be in church or to stay at home. It's what to choose whether to do this for God or not to do this for God. The quality of your heart. Some of us are crazy for God. When we need to build our own houses, we pull all our sources out and all our funds and say, no, we will raise an altar for the Lord. That is a kind of heart that you don't care what happens. You don't care whatever will come out of it. Lord, I'm going all out for you. Is anybody here with me? There are certain things you can be a Christian for a long time, you will never be able to experience. God is looking at the quality of your heart, which is the love that you have for Him. There are certain decisions. Listen, it's not about living right or wrong. What is the quality of your heart? The fact that you have a right heart doesn't mean you will not sin or you will not falter. Is somebody here with me? But then, when you falter, what do you do? That is why David was a man after God's own heart. David knew how to give it all to God, irrespective of who he is. What is the quality of your heart? One of the proofs of your love for God in this service is that you love His house. Drop it and let's close. The proof of your love for God is that you will love His house. Psalm number 84. We come to a stage when people love other things, love other places, love to be somewhere else. They cherish what people would rather say to them than what God will say to them. If God wants you to know, God wants to see your love for Him, one area that He wants to see is your love for His house. Do you know that David was a politician? A whole president and a king of a nation. But look at his writings. Look. Let's finish. Let's be on our feet as in closing. Let's finish reading it. This is David speaking. A whole king. And this is a secret to life success. Let me tell you, it is not grievous. It is not difficult to do. All that God wants to know is the quality of your life. And the quality of your heart is determined by your love for Him. Forget about whatever anybody will say. Once your heart is right, you are good to go. And God is able to unlock the overflow of the supernatural life, which will show up in signs and wonders in your life. Now everybody go. David said, how amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. Wow. The word amiable means how beautiful, how wonderful, how great is your tabernacle, your dwelling place. Now continue. Say that my soul longeth, yea, even faint for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Is that your prayer? Do you think about these? When you are home, apart from Sunday, do you think about God and His house? No. Come to think of it, this is a king. Can you imagine a Akufo-Addo? Instead of him thinking about the nation, the economy, and the problem, the pandemic, and then went to ease restriction, the pressure that is coming from everywhere. Christians are saying this, Muslims are saying this, and the people who are also against Christians are saying, don't open. They say, hey, open. They say, open. They say, open. Then the good father, all he does is that, Lord, your house, Lord, your church, Lord, your church. He doesn't think about the economy. How a president, how amiable is your president. Davido, a man after God's heart. Continue. He said, yea, the sparrow has found a house and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thy altar, O Lord of hosts, my King. Even a sparrow. I pray that somebody become wiser than the sparrow. Do you know sparrow? Ape tu pre. Why don't you ape tu pre? Me jan sa me. En korana ba mu ni ape tu pre. Okay, anoma. Catch on your side, anoma. May God give you a wisdom more than Anoma. You are not responding. I said, may God give you a wisdom more than Anoma. Even the sparrow has found a house. And a swallow, a nest. A swallow is another type of bird. A nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thy altar. Let's continue verse 4. Bless everybody, go. So whoever dwells in the house of God is blessed. Whoever makes the house of God, you see, a lover of God will make the house of God his dwelling place. A lover of God. Let's quickly finish it up. Say that blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of death. Continue. Who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filled the pool. Wow! Continue. Now, go. They, everybody go. Go. Zion is the house of God. And the Bible says that they go from strength to strength. Anytime you appear, not only on Sundays, anytime, any moment. So, you during the week, there cannot be any service. You are sick in your body. You are weak. When you come here alone without praying, the Bible says that you will move from strength to strength. It is not necessarily coming to serve God. They go from strength to strength. Maybe something is happening in your life. It is not a church day, but the house of God. Anybody who comes there, move from strength to strength. When you come here, you are not doing me a favor. You are adding strength to your life. When it is service, then it is an Indian and an Asamazekwa. Because in there, God releases blessing. It is there. Continue. They say that, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O Jacob. Continue. Behold, O God our shield, and look upon the face of thy anointed. May God look down upon you. He said that, everybody go. He would rather be who? You don't mean it. No, he would rather be who? Who are we talking about here? Who is who? A king. Because of how he loved God's house. He said, I would rather be who? A doorkeeper. Who did I call us a human one for you in our son? They make now a corner. No matter my direction call for baby a month. I will welcome people. I pray that may you find God's house a place of fulfillment. Raise your hands and thank him. Come on, give him praise. Razilele bo shada bala 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 bala. Rankolelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel
bless him.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.